Do you know who I am, Mr. Wally?
I give up. Who are you?
The Antichrist. You get me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you. My name is Vincent Cocotti. I work as consul for Mr. Blue Lou Boyle, the man your son stole from. I hear you were once a cop, so I can assume you've heard of us before. Am I correct?
I've heard of Blue Lou Boyle.
I'm glad. Hopefully, that will clear up the how full of shit of my question you've been asking yourself. We're going to have a little Q&A. And at the risk of sounding redundant, please, make your answers genuine. You want a Chesterfield?
No.
I have a son, my own, about your boy's age. I can imagine how painful this must be for you. But Clarence and that bitch whore girlfriend of his brought this all on themselves. I implore you not to go down that road with them. You can always take comfort in the fact you never had a choice.
Look, I'd like to help you if I could, but I haven't seen Clarence.
You see that? It's smart, doesn't it? You're slammed in the nose. Fucks you all up. Get that pain shooting through your brain, your eyes fill up with water. That ain't any kind of fun. But what I have to offer you, that's as good as it's gonna get. And it won't ever get that good again. We talked to your neighbors. They saw a Cadillac. Purple Cadillac. Clarence's purple Cadillac. Parked in front of your trailer yesterday. Mr. Wally. You seen your son?
I seen him.
I can't be sure of how much of what he told you, so in the chance you're in the dark about some of this, let me shed some light. That whore your boy hangs around with, a pimp, is an associate of mine. I mean, just pimping and other affairs. He works for me in a courier capacity. Well, apparently. A dirty little whore found out when we're going to do some business because your son, the cowboy, and his flame, came in the room blazing and didn't stop till they were pretty sure everybody was dead.
What are you talking about?
Talking about a massacre. They snatched my narcotics. Hightailed it out of there. Would have got away with it, but your son, fuckhead that he is, left his driver's license in a dead guy's hand.
You know, I don't believe you.
That's of minor importance. What is of major fucking importance is that I believe you. Where did they go?
On their honeymoon.
Getting angry, asking the same question a second time. Where did they go?
They didn't tell me. Now, you just wait a minute and listen to me. I haven't seen Clarence in 3 years. He shows up yesterday with a young girl, saying that he got married. He asked for some quick cash to go on a honeymoon. He asked me if he could borrow $500. I felt like helping him, so I wrote him out a check. We went to breakfast in the morning, and that's the last I saw of him. So help me God. They never thought to tell me where they were going, and I never thought to ask.
Vincenzo, non c'è niente.
Questa non è buona. You know, Sicilians are great liars.
Best
in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars. From growing up with him, I learned the pantomime. There are 17 different things a guy can do when he lies to give himself away. Guy's got 17 pantomimes. Woman's got 20. Guy's got 17. But if you know them, like you know your own face, they'd be lie detectors all to hell. Now, what we got here is a little game of show and tell. You don't want to show me nothing, but you tell me everything. I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.
Could I have one of those Chesterfields now?
Sure.
You got a match? Oh, wait, no, I don't bother. I got one. You're Sicilian, huh? No. I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact. I don't know whether you know or not. Well, Sicilians were spawned by niggers. It's a fact, yeah. You see, Sicilians have black blood pumping through their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggers. Yeah. See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, well, then the Moors moved in there and, well, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, huh, that they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why blonde hair and blue eyes became black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me to think that to this day, hundreds of years later, that Sicilians still carry that nigger gene. Now this, I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact. It's written.
I know this guy. No.
Yeah. Your ancestors are niggers.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Yeah. And your great, 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 great grandmother fucked a nigger.
Oh. Yeah.
And she had a half nigger kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? You're part eggplant.
No! Hey.
You're a cantaloupe.
I haven't killed anybody since 1984.
Go to this comedian's son's apartment. Come back with something that tells me where that asshole went. So I can wipe this egg off my face.